This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Today is Census Day, in case you've perhaps forgotten, with all the details in the news about COVID-19 coronavirus in the area, that it is still important to fill out the census. And today is one of probably many days some local folks are getting out the word about being a part of the census, which, yes, you are required by law to do, but it's probably one of those difficult things to try to wrap your mind around anyway as to its importance. So we're going to talk about how important it is with David Amore. He's a Knox County board member and part of a committee locally that is getting the word out about the census. David, thanks so much for your time.
Happy to be here.
Very glad to have you. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you first, though, given the Knox County board pretty much did a telephone meeting last week. How unusual is this of a time for you to be a county board member, given all that we're going through with this form of coronavirus?
Well, it's certainly a big change. I've been on the board now. This is my fourth year, and it's the first time that we're, like everybody else, dealing with something, I think, that probably very few people living today have lived through anything like this. So, we're adapting as best we can, and I'm sure, you know, people all through the county in many, many different walks of life are doing the same thing.
Do you think the county and the city, from your perspective, are doing a decent job handling the response at this point?
I think so. I've been very impressed with the emergency response team that has been put in place. There's a very wide range of participation. I think they're doing everything that they can. And right now, we've been very fortunate that we have only one diagnosed case in the county so far. And let's hope we can keep it that way.
Yeah, that would certainly be a good thing. But as with the census, everybody needs to do their part, right?
That's exactly right.
So what made you, in terms of the census, want to be involved as you are getting this message out and getting the word out about taking part in the census? What made it important to you?
Well, I think one of the things that spurred my interest as somebody involved in the finances of the county was the information that every person in the state who is not counted probably costs us about $1,500 a year. In money that flows from the federal government, and something on the order of $20 billion a year comes into the state and then is redistributed, a lot of it based on the population distribution. So Knox County, the city of Galesburg, all the little areas, the school district boundaries, all of that is looked at every year every decade. Based on the census count. So 10 years ago, Knox County ended up with something like 75% participation rate. So that means we left some dollars on the table.
Yeah, 75% sounds normally like that would be a good thing. But in the case of the census, it really shows room for improvement, I imagine.
That's exactly right. And my thought was right now, we, like everybody else, has had to change our plan of operation given the stay-at-home orders and all of the various shutdowns. But it also strikes me that people all over the county are sitting at home. Maybe they're watching television, but they could take 5 minutes to either go online or get on the telephone and complete the census while they're at home. And I'm really hoping that people will take that opportunity to do so.
I guess there's a part of me that wishes you didn't have to go to all this trouble, and that I haven't gotten at least two pieces of mail in the last couple of weeks reminding me to fill out the census and things like that. I guess I wonder why it is that people just don't do it, do you think?
Well, I think there's some reluctance. There's certainly the kind of libertarian streak that says, well, why does the government need to know this information about me and whether I own my home or I'm renting it or whatever? So I think it's important that people understand, A, that, the value that comes from it. I mean, in addition to the dollars that I've mentioned, which helped with everything from the highway fund for road repairs and funding for things like the school lunch program, which is right now very important, but also it has to do with drawing the legislative boundaries. There's some worry that because Illinois has, as a whole, lost some population over the last decade, that we could be at risk for losing a congressional seat, and that could be one of the downstate seats. Already, we know, you know, that those districts are large, and it would reduce our influence in the Congress, and it also then changes the way in which all of the other districts are redrawn every decade. So I think there are a lot of things. The other thing I'll add is that people really don't need to worry about the privacy part.
Yeah.
The Census Bureau is forbidden by law from sharing any household-level or individual-level information for 75 years. The only information that is used is the aggregate statistical information that that helps with the kinds of things that I've been talking about.
When we talk about aggregate statistical information here, what specifically are you talking about?
Well, the census form asks for the name, sex, race, Hispanic background, gender, and age of every person who is living in a particular household on April 1st. And also the relationship of that person, of all of those people, to the person who's filling out the census. That's basically the information that's there. And, you know, it's very useful after the 75 years. All of that has been very useful for people who are interested in looking into family history and things like that. But it's locked up tight at an individual level until that 75 years is up.
Is that the biggest question you see from people? Is, you know, how is this data going to be used, or what, or more to the point, what data is and isn't used?
Well, and I think the other thing is, it's a kind of low profile thing that it's just like voting, right? You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of people who basically say, "Well, what difference does it make if I do this?" There is a kind of set of logical connections to an impact that in fact can happen for every individual.
How often do you run into people then that just for whatever reason, for any of those reasons that we just talked about, just say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. You don't really need my information. Even though, as we've said, it's the law, you're supposed to participate, although it's not exactly like you're going to get thrown in prison because if you don't do it, but
yeah.
It's still pretty important.
Right. Well, quite frankly, I haven't encountered anybody, you know, face-to-face like that. I only know it from some of the information that has been sent around. I think one of the things that that caused some controversy before the census count began was the issue of, were they going to ask a question about citizenship?
Yeah.
And, you know, that there was a feeling that that might dissuade some people from wanting to complete the information. But, of course, there isn't any question about citizenship. You know, the other issue, I guess, is that there are some census-related scams that are going on.
Yeah.
You know, people who are contacting. And so it's important to know, you know, no census person's ever going to ask for your credit card information or your Social Security number or any of those kinds of things.
All right. Are there any other misconceptions or other concerns that people have about filling out the census?
One of the concerns that our committee has had within the county, and there is a separate committee that's working within the city particularly, that is working out of City Hall and has got a lot of different volunteers, but the committee that I'm on is particularly concerned with trying to reach all of the rest of the county.
Yeah.
And we know that this year, for the first time, the first line that they're asking people is to fill out the census online. And there are areas in the county, particularly with older residents, who may not have dial-up. They may not have internet access directly. And so I think another thing to get out to them is that there are phone numbers. You can complete it over the phone. And there are toll-free numbers, which I'd like to give you at some point.
Yeah.
That people can use to call up and do it over the phone.
Let's give that number now.
Yeah. Well, toll free if you want to do it in English, it's 844 330-2020.
Okay.
And in Spanish, 844-468-2020.
Are the days kind of gone where they go door to door asking census questions, David?
Oh no.
No.
That will happen. If you eventually, and this has been delayed because of the coronavirus,
uh-huh.
Eventually somebody will knock on your door. Or will try to, at any rate. And they're thinking that usually they try to wrap it up by June, and they're thinking it'll be longer than that. Yes, that will happen eventually. So it's just that this has thrown a huge monkey wrench into the works.
I wonder if it's one of those things at some point in the future where they might consider doing the census more frequently than every 10 years.
Well, I haven't heard that, I think, because it's a very expensive proposition, the
sure.
way that they do it. I have read a couple of articles that basically are saying, why don't we just ask Google? know, they already know all this.
Yeah, they're already driving around taking pictures of our houses. Why not?
Right. So there has been some supposition that, there's been questioned before about doing it statistically. That is, the science of statistics is precise enough that you could do it by a random sample. But that's not the way the law works right
yeah.
now. That would be a major discussion to change that.
Sure. All right.
No, I think we're stuck with it for a while.
There you go. All right. We gave out the phone numbers, but for those of us who can fill out the census online, where can you go to do that?
You can go to my2020census.gov.
My2020census.gov, okay?
Right. And if you have, if you still have the card that, or the letter that came in the mail, that has an ID number on it. I mean, basically a PIN number for you to use. But if you don't, if you didn't keep that, if you mislaid it, you can also complete it online just by starting with your complete street address.
Okay.
And it should take that. I think they ask a couple of additional questions to make sure that you're the right person. But you can do it that way as well.
All right, but otherwise not difficult at all.
No, quick and easy. Took me probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Ah, very good. Probably less time than it took us to set up this interview. David
<Absolutely. laughs>
David Haymore, Knox County Board Member, helping to get the word out about the census. Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for the work you're doing for our larger community being on the county board as well.
Thank you, Will. I really appreciate this opportunity to try to get the information out.
David, thanks again. David also reminds me that as of this past week, 42% of Knox County residents have already completed the census, up from a week before. So maybe you are finding a few minutes to fill out the census as you're kind of cooped up inside here because of the coronavirus. But David does say we definitely want to get over that 75% numbers. That would be a good thing. Stay tuned. We'll come back with Kim Commando next on Galesburg's Evening News.